Our recording software had a major malfunction, and we aren't able to recover the recording of the Indians baseball game with New Knoxville. We'll continue working on it, but in the past we haven't been able to recover the recordings. Here's a brief recap of the game. It was senior night, and all seven seniors started for the Indians, and they played the whole game. The two non-seniors in the lineup were catcher Brody Hart and pitcher Caden Homan, and what a game Caden Homan had, pitching a five-inning perfect game, including seven strikeouts. No base runners in the game for the Rangers, but our Indians had plenty. Our Indians scored four runs in the second inning, one run in the third, and four runs in the fourth, making the score 9-0 going into the fifth inning. Caden again retired all three batters he faced in the top of the inning, completing his perfect game if the Indians could score one run in the bottom of the fifth. Cody Klinke led off with a double, Keegan Mullenkamp was hit by a pitch, and Austin Segrist singled to load the bases with nobody out and Mason Diller coming to the plate. The Indians needed just one run to win the game by run rule, so hitting the ball just about anywhere would probably score the winning run, including a sacrifice fly. Mason overachieved on this at-bat. He hit it over the left field fence for a walk-off grand slam. Indians win 13-0 in five innings, and Caden Homan came away with a perfect game. Our seniors really came through on senior night. Senior Austin Segrist was on base three times with one hit. Senior Mason Diller also on base three times with a single, a triple, and the walk-off grand slam. Senior Caden Grizzy was on all three times he batted. Senior Gavin Evers had a walk and three trips to the plate. Senior Jacob Foote was on base two of his three at-bats. Senior Cody Klinke walked twice and doubled, scoring all three times he batted. Senior Keegan Mullenkamp was on twice with a walk and was hit by a pitch and scored twice. Junior Brody Hart kept his hitting streak alive with a base hit, and junior Caden Homan walked twice, scoring both times, but he was great on the mound for the Indians tonight with a perfect five-inning game, retiring all 15 Rangers he faced, including seven strikeouts. The Indians now go to 10-4 and will travel to Versailles on Thursday to take on the Tigers. Then on Saturday, they'll go to Rushi for a doubleheader with the first game starting at 11 a.m. Again, the Indians defeated the New Knoxville Rangers 13-0 in five innings, with Caden Homan pitching a perfect game and Mason Diller hitting a game-ending grand slam.